This is the Cubicle Rebellion Podcast, clocking in once again. My name is Jeremy, your host and 8-hour ally. So, I'm recording today because I wanted to let you guys know that I haven't forgotten about recording. It's been a couple of weeks. I've just been pretty busy exploring some different avenues. I've been playing around with TikTok, guys. Against my better judgment, I've been dabbling in the TikTok world. I've avoided it long enough, and now I'm tap dancing for TikTok. So we will see how that goes. But I've been spending a lot of time doing a lot of research on just how that app works and the algorithm, and just sort of how to explore that as a different outlet. So that has taken my, that sort of jumped the list in terms of priority with my podcast. So still love podcasting, still like doing this, just trying to diversify, as they say. So I got Instagram. Instagram's kind of slow. It's actually interesting because I'm learning a lot about the differences between Instagram and TikTok. And it is, after being on TikTok for maybe 30 minutes and then going back to IG, it's different, but you really feel the difference. Like, I see why that app works. I really do. On the surface level, I just looked at it as a, it's an app for, for younger people to do stupid dances to, But upon further review, It's a pretty cool app, man. Like, it's not, it's sort of marketed as being only for like teenagers, but that algorithm is definitely, it feels more intuitive. It feels more, it feels sharper than Instagram. I don't know how else to say it, but it feels like it's really, like when I like something, like it's like that Spotify algorithm where it gives you like more of the same, but it's not, it feels natural. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, Instagram, I mean, jumping back and forth a lot with that. And the more I'm on Instagram, the less I like it. It's really weird. Cause I was, I love being on IG as a platform to kind of share content, but I mean, obviously way more than Facebook, but now being on TikTok, I'm like, Mike, okay, all right, well, this might be changing again. I think it's primarily because I heard Gary Vee say this. He was saying with Instagram and Facebook, it's sort of, they connect you to people primarily, but TikTok's algorithm connects you to your interest. Which is why it works so well. It's more interest focused than it is people focused. So you can kind of find a tribe a little bit faster and easier there. And that algorithm is really generous. Like, I posted a video, one of my first few videos, and it's as if like I had 10 likes in like a few minutes. Like, it didn't really take much. It seems like IG makes you work for it a little bit more. And I think that barrier to entry is just lower with TikTok. And so when you're on there, you're just like, you post something and it just, I think it's also because there's just more people on there. And so you get more variations of content. So some of the funniest content I find originated on TikTok. Some of the funniest videos I've found, because it won't just be like a workplace video or work humor video, but they really get into the nuances, like the real nuances, like, really specific stuff, you know. And I'm like, man, that was a really sharp perspective. Wow, that was really good and executed really well. And also that app makes it easy to create. So I was a little intimidated at first, but my wife was like, she was on there first. She was like, nah, it's not that hard. I got on there and made my first video super quick. Like, and they give you, navigating that app is just easy. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, you hit record, you can save your drafts pretty quickly. You're able to type your little caption on the video, and you're pretty much good to go. They have the built-in filters. You just swipe left to just go to a filter. It's just easy, man. I don't know. And I think that's another reason why it's hard to kind of take your eyes off of it, which is part of why I haven't done this in a while, is because I've been trying to figure that out. Because, you know, it's funny because I've always thought of myself as, like, in a traditional sense, you know, I've always admired those artists from back in the day, like those, you know, they work on a project for months and then come out, you know, beneath the ground with, like, this masterful work of art, you know what I'm saying? A masterpiece, you know, they spend months or years just not being seen by anybody, you know, like, you know. And they're just toiling away and they're just, you know, grinding away and sculpting their masterpiece, sculpting Michelangelo's David. You know, they're just chipping away and then they come out and everybody's like, oh my God, this is gorgeous. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, I've always been kind of partial to those type of artists, but, you know, I've gone through a real personal renaissance of my own. Really trying to reinvent and stay open to what artistry looks like now. And the word content gets thrown around so much, it's almost sickening. But it's like swag. Like, I hate the word swag because it just got overused. It got used too much, so much. But creating content and just being open to the way it looks is half the battle in terms of, like, really doing it, you know, and just getting over your own ideas about what it should look like or how it should be. Because in my heart of hearts, like I said, whether it's music or whatever, like, I'm much more of a craftsman at heart, you know. And the craftsmanship, you know, in that traditional sense, it takes time and it's like months and it's like this arduous process and all of that. And nowadays creation is so easy and quick and disposable, you know. People will throw up a repeat video that they put, you know, they had it a couple months ago, they'll just throw it up again. You know, it's not even about originality anymore. And I think the more I create, the more I like, I try to reconcile those two sides of me, you know, what the current landscape is versus where my heart is at. I don't want to be someone that isn't willing to change or isn't willing to, you know, alter. But it's just really about finding who you are and sort of infusing your essence in what in the current day landscape or in the current day avenues, you know, and means by which you can do it. So that's what I've been trying to do, man, lately. Like I said, that's what I've been up to. Just trying to figure out how to be an artist today. What does that look like? You know, and a lot of that looks like doing multiple things, doing a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of throwing things up against the wall, trial and error, you know, this worked, okay, that didn't work. You know, and it's a lot of, it's more speed and quantity than it is quality, which is totally counterintuitive for me. I'm definitely, excuse me, I'm definitely realizing, you know, just navigating, man, just learning and just trying to stay open and staying, what's the word, malleable, stay soft, like, you know, soft clay, and just being able to mold into how things look and how they are, and not how I wish them to be, you know. And it's been fun, actually. You know, it's been really interesting. I've been taking this masterclass and on social media and how to navigate that world and how to make money, and, you know, it's really good stuff. But TikTok was one of the primary things that they talked about, so that's why I'm talking about it now, sharing what I know with whoever's listening right now. But if you're listening and you're out there, you're thinking I'm too old for it, you're really not. You really aren't. Like, it's you'd be surprised what you find on there. It's a lot of older people on there doing things. You know, it's just a new app. It's not just an app for young people. It's just a new app. You know, if you listen to this, you probably already have an Instagram and a Facebook. And at what point you thought you were too old for that. And this is no different. You know, you'll get on it eventually. But, yeah, man, it's so, I mean, if you do have a TikTok, or if you don't, just go get one. Check out my videos there. I post them on Instagram as well. But, you know, just even watch my process, even, you know, watch me work. Watch my, you know, come with me on this journey of discovery, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just, you know, just this, I'm really, what's the word? I'm really just trying to dig a new path, you know, just exploring and discovering different things and stuff. So watch my mistakes, watch my, you know, watch what I do, you know, let me know what you think. But yeah, man. So anyway, I wanted to give y'all an update of what I'm doing. I've also been focusing more on the music stuff as well. I've gotten a couple of DJ gigs lately, and I've been kind of focusing on that. So trying to balance DJing with TikTok and podcasting, it's just, you know, it's only so many days in the week, and my wife is already, you know, doesn't want me gone too much from the house. And so just trying to find that balance. But the funny thing about TikTok is that it's sort of like I have two pages on Instagram. I have a music page, and I have the Cubicle Rebellion page, which is the work meme stuff. But TikTok is kind of where the two meet. So if you go there, you'll see sort of everything that encompasses me, you know, the jokes, the music, and and just the workplace, you know, content or whatever. So yeah, it's funny, man. It's, you know, a lot of times, like, this takes so much experimentation. Sometimes it feels like you're not really making any ground. Like, you don't know if you're even, like, what is this leading up to? Like, where am I headed with this? I think about that, like, often. Like, what is this accumulating to? Because things change so fast. Like, I was gaining steam with Instagram, and then TikTok comes along. It's like, okay, what's this? Now I gotta figure this out. You know what I'm saying? Now I gotta at least know what it is and how it functions. I gotta, you know, I don't want to become a relic, you know, or I don't want to become too stubborn or too stuck in my ways or late to the party or whatever. But, you know, technology moves so fast, man. And, you know, I don't knock people who are like, man, look, I'm not learning anything new, because I've definitely been there. Like, I'm just going to stick with this and just see how this plays out. And I've definitely been on that train. But I started taking this class, and then I just kind of dipped my toe in that water a little bit. And before I knew it, I was like, oh, man, this is actually kind of fun. I think I get it now. It's not just dances and, you know, because that's literally what I thought it was. Like, that's literally all I thought it was. But it's a whole universe of just different kinds. I mean, I follow music people. I follow, like, and then you get creative ideas from people. You know, it connects you to people who think of stuff that you don't think of. Like, I follow voice coaches, and they have something called a duet where they do a side-by-side video. And they'll just break down, like, you know, how this person sang and the tone they were hitting, the pitch they were, you know, if it was pitchy or not. And they'll just kind of break it down. I follow one guy that does that. I follow some, you know, workplace people as well. And you just get ideas, man. And it's like, oh, you know, and a lot of creation, creative output comes from creative input, you know. And TikTok has a lot of input. There's a lot of things you can pull from that'll spark an idea. So it's definitely good for creating things, topics and whatnot. So, but, you know, being one person is definitely like, all right, I gotta figure out how to manage my time and spread myself out amongst three different platforms and keep 3-4 balls juggling in the air with only two hands, you know. So, but anyway, I had a gig. I had a couple of gigs lately, DJ gigs, and been doing that and testing the waters with that, doing little clips. And I started out on Instagram trying to be like, what's his name? The dude that became big during the lockdowns. Oh my man, now I'm just drawing a blank. But he started DJing and doing whole sets like live. And I tried doing that. That didn't work. Because for whatever reason, you know, it just didn't work. Like the copyright stuff didn't, you know, I was playing music, but IG was like flagging my content. So then I had to figure out, okay, how do I trick the algorithm on Instagram? I had to look that up, found out like, oh, if you pitch up the music, you know, a couple notches or pitch it down, the algorithm can't read it. Or if you mix it really fast, you know. So figuring that out. And then I was like, okay, maybe I do shorter clips. So I've been doing shorter clips lately. A lot of it is just trying to trick the algorithm from getting too much, from reading the music. You want to mix so fast that it doesn't understand the music that it's listening to almost. Like you want to try to make it look sound as unfamiliar as possible to the algorithm and familiar as possible to the viewer. it's a real balance in that. So mixing like the instrumental of one song and with the vocals of another is a whole other like beast to figure out. So because that actually will do it, but you gotta like, there's a way to do that that's kind of specific. So it's just been, you know, I've been doing a lot of researching and reading. So I haven't had much to talk about with podcasting workplace stuff lately, but yeah, I'm just kind of sharing my process with you and stuff. So anyway, hopefully I'll get some more gigs and you know word will spread and whatnot. I started a website for my DJing and you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I had a gig and then someone mentioned, hey, you should probably have a tip jar. You should have this. So then my mind was like, oh, okay, maybe I should do that. And, you know, and then we'll buy business cards. And, oh, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, my mind is like in seven different directions. And I think being a creative sometimes can be kind of convoluted and confusing because you're like, I don't know what to focus on. Like I want to do it all. I really want to do all of this. But, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this, you know. So, anyway, I say all that to say, it's the long answer, is that I still enjoy podcasts and I still enjoy doing this. I just got to, you know, sort of, you know, figure it out. So, anyway. Yeah, that's about it. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed, you know, what I said, or just, you know, hopefully I opened your mind up to try some new things, being the creatives that you are, you know, if you're not on TikTok, just look it up, just search for like anything you might be interested in, and you'd be surprised how quickly down a rabbit hole you could go. it's even more addictive than Instagram, you know, which is probably a bad thing, but you definitely find some interesting stuff on there. And like, oh, I could do this. I'm going to bookmark that. That's a good idea, you know. So, anyway, if you enjoyed this, subscribe, rate, review, or don't. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll get back to work. Time to get paid, blow. Time to get paid. Time to get paid, blow up like. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Robinson, it's all good. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. And if you don't know, I'm blowing up like you thought I would. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. It's all good. Get paid.
fuck, 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 fuck.